This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's go to Lucy on a cell phone. Lucy, thank you for holding. It is your turn.
Yes. Hi, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. First and foremost, I just want to say that this entire situation is very disheartening. You know, I am an administrator in the Buffalo Public Schools, so hearing all of this is very upsetting to myself, my colleagues, my teachers, my student support team, everyone that works extremely hard in the Buffalo Public Schools. And I just wanted to clarify a few things that I think a lot of the public, it may not have the privied information to that we do behind the scenes. So the first thing that I kind of want to clear up is that as soon as we have, you know, any type of sexual accusation that comes through with a child, on our end as a school system, we no longer can ask that child any questions. We automatically, the protocol is we have to call 911 right away. We are not allowed to ask them, okay, what's going on? Who's doing it? What's happening? Where are they touching you? We cannot ask any of those questions. As soon as they make that accusation or tell us what's happening, all bets are off. We immediately call 911 and the police come. So when I heard on the podcast that this individual had stated that they come in and they say, okay, can you tell me any information? Well, no, we can't, because we're directed by the police that it gets turned over to them, and they're the ones that have to continue the investigation, and it goes to SVU. Because the theory behind it is they don't want their victims reliving any of the harm that they've already possibly gone through. And we work very closely with the police department. We have great relationships with our SROs, with any police officer that comes into our building. And for any type of altercation, for any type of, like I mentioned, sexual violence, anything of that nature, we are instructed to call 911, and we do. We have certain protocols, procedures we have to follow. We have paperwork we have to submit to the district. We have office discipline referrals we have to submit. We have certain suspension detail reports we have to fill out, long-term suspension detail protocols we have to follow. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes paperwork that we have to follow per the district, per the state. And we take that type of work very, very seriously. The second thing I wanted to clarify is with the camera footage.
Yes.
There's no possible way that a school can delete any camera footage. It's impossible on our end. All we are allowed to do is review the camera footage if we're investigating a situation that's happened in our building and we're trying to figure out what happened in the hallway, or we're trying to figure out a short-term suspension or a long-term suspension for some type of hearing that we're trying to put together for paperwork, and then we submit it to the district so that they can reserve that camera footage. But from a school perspective, there's no possible way that we can delete any type of camera footage. So there's no way that we can delete that or do any type of cover-up. So I'm not sure of, you know, what's being said on that part in particular.
Well, did you heard the part of the podcast that, you know, frankly, I didn't quite understand as to whether it was official school district footage or whether it was an employee of the school involved who had erased footage that was recorded off the monitor.
Yeah, and that's not possible. You can't delete any footage off the school monitor. It's not possible. Not from the school video footage, the security system. It's so high tech, it's so enhanced, and it goes right through to the district level. And you have to submit a certain form, and you have to submit the right camera angle from what time to what. It's so intricate that it's not possible, is what I'm trying to say. And it's just, this is so upsetting to hear that these accusations are coming out about our students, because our teams work so hard and diligently with our students to ensure their safety and to make sure that they are receiving the correct social and emotional supports, that they are coming from home, they're coming to us, and we want to make sure that they are receiving all the successful academic on top of the social and emotional support so that they are doing well in school. And our guidance counselors, our social workers, they work so hard to support these students. And anytime we see any glimpse of, you know, are you sad? What's going on? Those students get pulled right away and they receive the services. I will tell you from my personal experience, the downfall for me personally is CPS. There's been many times that we've tried to call CPS and the results that we want is not the results that we get. We've had really extreme circumstances with students that were like, why is this child still in this home? And they have not been removed from the home. And they end up staying in the home. So for me personally, I'm speaking from my personal experience that, you know, CPS seems to be a real concern of mine, that I feel like that's where the big ball is being dropped. And I wish that that would be a possible system that gets revamped and possibly looked at. I've met wonderful CPS workers that have been a huge advocate for myself and my building. Okay. But I feel like there's a lot of work that needs to get done with CPS. And the low standards that we have for CPS for meeting the lowest requirements that parents meet is having minimal food in the household, a bed for the child to sleep in, clothes, and heat on is just unacceptable in the state of New York. It's just unacceptable.
Now, let me forgive my interruption. Yeah. I mean, you say that you're a Buffalo school administrator. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I want to get back to the whole videotape thing. Was there, in fact, an attempted abduction of a boy and a girl from school property at the school mentioned in the podcast that was captured on video? Was there, in fact, an attempted abduction, and it was so traumatic that the little boy lost control of his bladder? Yes or no?
To be honest with you, Tom, I have absolutely no knowledge of that situation whatsoever. I truly don't. I'm not familiar with it. I can't speak on it.
But what you are saying is that, at least in terms of the school system's cameras, they're configured in such a way as it would be impossible to erase footage. And based on that, you don't think the detective is telling the truth.
I don't want to throw out verbiage out there. This is just from my personal perspective, my opinion, based on what I see in my school and how we conduct ourselves with the video footage. It would be very impossible for you to manipulate those camera footage and delete any type of footage, yes.
Well, no, that's good information, and it kind of backs up what Kyle said a little bit earlier. Now, talking about CPS and talking about your role as mandated reporters, one of the other allegations that was brought up by Detective High is that a girl went to the counselor and showed video of her father beating her up. And the counselor allegedly said she's just a lying kid. Does that happen?
That, honestly, that blows my mind that any counselor would ever look at something on camera that a student is bringing forward and being like, oh, they're just lying. I'm sorry. That is just, I can't even imagine that would just be dismissed like that. Those types of accusations that come forward from any child, we don't care who it is. We take extremely seriously.
The idea also expressed by Detective High that people who are mandated reporters within the Buffalo schools are not doing their jobs.
I don't believe that whatsoever. We just took a mandated New York State requirement. It was like a 4-hour course. It was so in depth. It was actually just due by New York State. We all had to complete it in order to keep our certifications at all various levels. Every teacher assistant, every teacher aide, every administrator, every teacher. We all had to take it regardless of what you did in a school building. And it went through every possible aspect of being a mandated reporter because it is so important. It doesn't matter what you do in a school building. You see something, you hear something, you have to report it. That is your job. That is your duty. And it doesn't mean judging a student by their past, by their character, based on what you've seen, their interactions with other students. If they bring forward some sort of evidence, you need to report that student and you need to support them. So, yes, I believe we all take that very seriously.
One of the things that was mentioned, I believe, by the detective, as well as some of our phone callers today who say that they have been teachers at one point or another, is that there is a climate and culture of fear and dissuading teachers from rocking the boat because the school doesn't want to get a bad reputation. Can you address that?
I'm not exactly sure where that verbiage is coming from, rocking the boat. If anything, our job, Dr. Tanja Williams-Knight, she's made it very clear that we always put, students and families first. That is our role. That is our job. We take that very seriously in this district. I'm a true believer in that, as I would believe my colleagues take that very seriously as well. She stands true to that, and I fully support that. I don't think that's rocking the boat. I think that's our job. That's our duty. That's something that we took an oath to, being an administrator, a teacher, any type of role you take in that building, that is what we do. And it's not that we get paid for it. It's because that's just the type of people that we are. We care for our students and we love our families and we love our kids. And that's what keeps us motivated every single day to get up and go do our job 100% every single day. So I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Lucy, we had a caller earlier whose report to us seemed to verify some of what Detective High had to say. Specifically, this guy says he was a teacher for 1 year in Buffalo, that he had written up one student over and over and over and over again for inappropriate, vile, and sexually themed behavior toward other students. At one point, this student allegedly dragged a female into the hall. There was an intervention by one of the administrators, a slight lady, and the student ended up punching the small administrator to the floor. So at the end of the day, the teacher, former teacher in Buffalo, who he says that he was basically told in no uncertain terms to not even think about coming back, and that there is a strong dissuading factor from writing up people for writing up students for bad behavior. And I believe he was the caller who made reference to certain ethnic groups are not allowed, or certain demographic groups you're not supposed to write any reports on because that was bad. Can you address what that teacher had to say, or purported teacher had to say?
To be honest, Tom, where I work, the school that I run, that I work at, that is not how I run my building. That is not how we operate. That's not how we work. We encourage our teachers. If there's something going on, please inform us. Let us know what's going on. We're here to support you. That's why we have, the budget that we have with supporting with our SST team, our student support team, and the different tiered systems that we have to support the different behavioral needs of our students. So to be honest with you, I honestly cannot speak to that because I'm not familiar with running that type of building that way and telling a teacher that not to write up someone. I can't imagine that would be getting told to a teacher, and I apologize that could have happened or did happen. I sadly cannot speak to that because that's not at all how I run or operate my building with my staff. We run things very differently.
To what degree can you speak of how other schools within Buffalo may operate? Because, for example, I don't know what our sister station in Kansas City or Miami does on any given day either.
It's really tough because it's like comparing our school system to, let's say, Williamsville, or, you know, and I don't know exactly how they operate or look at their certain type of data per se that they submit to the state versus what we need to submit to the state. So it's really hard for me. I'm going to be very honest with you.
No, I was talking within the Buffalo school system. I was just keeping it to the Buffalo school system.
And for me personally, Tom, I really try to stay in my own little bubble. I don't really try to, like, go out there and try to see what's going on in other schools, even when I go to my principal meetings and things. Of course, we chit-chat and exchange ideas and whatnot, but we don't tend to discuss things of that nature. So I'm one of those administrators that I don't tend to do that. I don't tend to focus on if there's anything negative going on. I try to stay in the positive, which is why hopefully you can sense that from how I've been speaking on air. Generally, I'm pretty optimistic. And, you know, I try to keep things very openly positive, even with my staff, about how to deal with, you know, students with difficult behaviors and, you know, just putting supports in place to really keep our students, you know, headed in a successful, positive way just to get through the day socially and emotionally.
You have said nothing to make me doubt your veracity either. So here we have, like, competing stories of the same kinds of events. So
I get it.
Keep you? Would you want to talk to us some more after the news as somebody who is a Buffalo school administrator? Because I want to give you your chance to speak, and I'm grateful that you called in. So I hope you can hold on because you're really a good caller.